Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Arts. I'm your host, Malvin Massey, and of course, every Friday we talk to the movers and shakers of the arts community, the people that are making things happen for your entertainment, benefit, and mine. And our guest today is one that I am so thrilled to speak to. As a matter of fact, she doesn't even realize how thrilled I am to get a chance to talk to her. But we've been playing her new CD, and it has gotten very popular over the last couple of weeks, few weeks. It came in right around Christmas time, so it was very timely, as it was. The CD entitled Lay Down This World, Hymns and Spirituals, done in a jazzy way. And she is part of the new Canadian invasion of great jazz musicians, like Diana Krall, like Oscar Peterson, like Chantel Gagné, who we just mentioned. Her name is Miss Pamela York. She's on the phone with us right now. Pamela, good morning.
Good morning, Malvin. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here. We are looking forward to, oh, by the way, let me mention that the concert, Camp Pamela, will be here in Memphis on Friday, 18th of January at 8:30 p.m. in the Germantown Performing Arts Center Black Box. And you can call us 751-7500 or go to gpacweb.com to find out about ticket availability to hear Pamela play the piano. Pamela York, your CD is outstanding. I'm just loving it. And this is not your first one, by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, you got about three CDs now.
Yes, three.
Yeah, we got Blue York a while ago. I think that was that your debut?
Yes, that was. That was a trio date with Jeff Hamilton and John Clayton.
Yeah, yeah. Legendary guys, by the way. That speaks well of your skills. How long have you
been? I was thrilled.
How long have you been playing the piano?
I've been playing piano since the age of eight, so over 30 years now, 30 years plus. And, yeah, I got interested in jazz in high school. My band director, Brian Stovall, was a bass player, and, you know, he recordings to listen to for jazz and you know, told me what piano players to listen to, and, you know, I just took it from there, but took piano lessons all along.
Was that your instrument of choice, or was that just like, I know my mom said, no, you're taking piano lessons, you know, back long time.
Yeah, well, my grandmother had a piano and an organ, and one summer I was just really into playing them, and my parents could see an interest, so I think later that year they picked up a piano and, you know, said, how would you like to take lessons? And I said, yeah. And, it just always felt natural. I can't really remember, you know, not being able to play.
Well, that's pretty good. But you went on and had very serious training as well, though, right?
Yeah, I took classical training all along, and I grew up in British Columbia, and we have a system with the Royal Conservatory of Music in Toronto, and it's a system of graded, you know, exams and expectations that you can go through for your classical piano training and theory as well. And so I would get examined every year in, you know, it's almost like grades in elementary and high school. You took your grade level of piano exam and theory exam.
Yeah.
And I went through all of that. And, you know, in high school, I knew I wanted to specialize in jazz.
What got you into jazz? I know a lot of classical people, like Bob James was a classical pianist that turned into jazz.
Yeah, I guess it's just the freedom and, of course, the blues and the sound of the instrument, being able to improvise and create your own sounds, and just a couple of musicians who had gone to my high school, Ingrid Jensen, a trumpet player, and Diana Krall, both went to my high school before me, and so, you know, their awards and plaques were on the wall, and I just knew that was something I could do if they could do it.
Yeah, and then tell me about Boston. I mean, Berklee is like a major player in the world of great musicians. What was your experience like there?
Well, I moved to Boston in 1989, and it was just wonderful because, you know, being from Nanaimo and then going to this, you know, East Coast city in America was a big change for me. And just being surrounded by people from all over the world, from Japan. I had a roommate from Taiwan and one from Virginia, and there was me when I first got to Berkeley. And just hearing all the sounds and the influences that people bring to the music, jazz or pop or world music, and just hearing those kind of influences really, really influenced me. And, you know, just hearing all the instruments, people practicing and combos rehearsing and recording all 24 hours a day was awesome.
Oh, wow. And then from Boston, you got your master's degree at UT Knoxville.
Yes, I did. I came to UT to study with Donald Brown, great Memphis piano player, and I had heard Donald play in Boston, and when I was thinking about getting a master's degree, I thought about coming to Tennessee to study with him, and I ended up getting a graduate teaching assistantship, so it worked out well, and I couldn't have been more pleased studying with Donald.
Oh, yeah, he is, like you said, he's a legend for us around here anyway, and an alum of the University of Memphis, and we are thrilled about that. But also one of the one of the great pianists of jazz pianists in the world right now, like you, you know, just like you.
And composer, too. He's a phenomenal composer, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm still playing his theme from Malcolm, a theme for Malcolm that he wrote years ago and was nominated for a Grammy. And you compose as well.
Yeah, I do. I think Donald really encouraged me to compose and to, you know, as a way of marking your progress in terms of the what kind of vocabulary that you're developing as a musician can really be seen in what kind of music you write. And he always encouraged original compositions and, you know, just always writing and creating.
Do you? Oh, by the way, if you just tuned in, by the way, this is Focus on the Arts, and we're talking to the one and only Pamela York. Her new CD is Lay Down This World, Hymns and Spirituals. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but she will be here in Memphis at the Germantown Performing Arts Center at the in the GPAC Black Box performing on Friday, January 18th, 8:30 p.m. And again, for tickets and more information, you can go to gpacweb.com, gpacweb.com, or 751-7500. And the situation with the Black Box is that so many people buy the season tickets as soon as the schedule is announced that you have to make sure that there's availability for the tickets, although they have been making arrangements. So mostly you can get in if you want to get there. And like I said, Pamela, the CD that I'm so thrilled about, Lay Down This World. Now, you are a composer, like we were just talking about, but this is covers of the great gospel songs, some of the greatest gospel songs in the world, done in a, what was your idea about that, about this CD?
Well, my husband's a pastor, and, you know, and I do play piano at church, and so a lot of these, because I'm a jazz musician, I tend to, you know, reharmonize some of the hymns that I will do for a prelude or an offering. And so this CD really developed from that. I knew I wanted to play them with a rhythm section as well as just solo piano. But the idea was to, you know, my background as a jazz pianist really just gets me into the Great American Songbook. And I thought, well, I could take, you know, the tools that I have and take the some of the great hymns and spirituals and just play them in a different way, reharmonize them. Some of them are in a different time signature than the originals, and it was a lot of fun for me to do, and it's just a little bit different, you know, and although jazz musicians, many have grown up playing church music, playing gospel music, for me that wasn't the case. I didn't grow up in a church, but these songs just, they stuck with me, and, you know, rather than doing something kind of modern, which I always love to do, I took a step back even beyond the Great American Songbook earlier than 1900 and took these and made them fresh for my trio.
Yeah, oh, these are outstanding. By the way, who's your trio? Are those Lynn Seaton, on the bass, Sebastian Whitaker on the drums. They coming with you?
They are coming with me. I'm very excited to bring both Sebastian and Lynn with me. They're wonderful players. I know the audience is really going to enjoy their music, and they're creative and really excited about it.
Yeah. Speaking of creative on your own, right, what's your inspiration for your music? I mean, you have, and gosh, you got such a soft touch on the keys. I'm always thinking about Eliani Elias. I met her. She came here to do some clinics and a concert for Jazz Week one time. We were sitting there watching Eliani play, and she's fast, but boy, she kills those keys. She bangs them, you know, really seriously. And I was listening to you. You sound like you're just barely touching those keys.
Yeah, I guess it's a combination of all my influences, my classical background. I think, you know, it's your touch and your influences happen over time. I'm strongly influenced by a lot of the greats like Chick Corea and Herbie Hancock, and also Wynton Kelly and Red Garland and Hank Jones. And it's hard to say, you know, how you develop your sound. I think you're just drawn to certain players and how they swing and what their rhythmic ideas are, and it all becomes, along with your experiences playing with other musicians, it just all evolves into your own voice. But you know, I'm very, very much inspired by the great jazz pianists, and then you know, I get inspired by classical music too, because I can take maybe a voicing that is in Debussy or Ravel, and I can incorporate that kind of sound into a ballad that I'm playing.
I can hear it in some of these tunes. The one that I've been playing the most is "I Want Jesus to Walk with Me." I can hear a lot of those. I can hear those things in this CD, as a matter of fact. A few little classical touches here and there.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes when people see me play, they ask if I'm classically trained, and it's not something I've thought about, you know, how my posture is when I play or anything like that, but there's just a certain influence and years of playing a certain style of music that you'll take with you in whatever you do.
Yeah. Well, now, are you going to go on a tour, or are you going to stay a homebody? You're in Houston now, right?
I'm in Houston, yeah. Well, I've got two children, ages almost 10 and almost 4. And so they keep me busy, but I'll be playing here in Houston. I've got an Austin date coming up, and I hope to get back to California, where I lived for about 5 years, later this year and beyond. But yeah, it's for me, I'm balancing quite a few things with being a mother. So
it's a little hard to be on tour. And
yeah, I'm not away from home for, you know, 3 weeks at a time or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, once again, Canadian-born jazz pianist extraordinaire Pamela York. She's going to be here in Memphis Friday, January 18th, 8:30 p.m. the Germantown Performing Arts Center in the Black Box. And by the way, we always rebroadcast Black Box performances on the Sunday after the performance, so it'll be a couple of weeks and the program will be on the air. But I know this is going to be great to hear you playing this live, Pamela York. I know this one just came out, but I always have to ask, you got another project in the works?
You know, my husband just asked me that the other day. So what are you going to do next? And there are some things I'd like to do. I'd like to do a solo CD sometime in the future. I just think that's kind of a real test for any jazz pianist or guitarist, you know, to make it happen, you know, just all on your own. And just recently I've been doing some workshops on music from the Great Gatsby in the 1920s, and songs that have been mentioned in the Great Gatsby. And so that may be in the works too sometime, focusing on some of those standards from, you know, the jazz age in the 20s.
Wow, that's going to be outstanding, especially with your touch.
Well, thanks.
Well, Pamela, thank you so much for being our guest on Focus on the Arts. We are really looking forward to this show. I want you to know that. And we are
very much
enjoying this CD. It's in the top 20 now, and it's moving on down, as it were, toward the top 10.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
And once again, this is the Jazz Lover, U92 FM, Images of Focus on the Arts. I'm so thrilled. Pamela York, she's going to be here in town at the Germantown Performing Arts Center Friday, January 18th, 8:30 p.m. Ticket availability, check it out at 751-7500, 751-7500, or gpacweb.com, gpacweb.com. Pamela York, thanks again, Pamela. See you when you get to Memphis.
Sounds great, thanks.
All right, and this has been Focus on the Arts. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.